Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
She won't. Yeah, you knew she wasn't going to
concede.
Well, it just
popped up on my dealie.
Concede.
No, don't concede.
Don't concede.
She lost.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
She won.
Did they get the gown in?
Huh?
I'm kind of hot.
Who this?
Huh?
Who this?
That's Dustin Lawler.
Hey, Dustin Lawler.
What's happening?
How you doing?
How you is?
Oh, baby, how you doing?
Yes.
I forgot that coffee I was going to bring.
What coffee?
The nitro?
Yep.
What is that for?
We got 2 12 packs to give away.
Oh, okay. Well, how are we going to give it away?
We'll do it next week.
All right. So next week, we're going to give away 2 12 packs of coffee.
Well, we'll do one next week and then one later on.
Coffee.
I got some coffee from the Wagmans.
It's Smegma. It's Sanka.
Shanka.
Hey, welcome to episode 150. It's our, what is it, sesquicentennial episode?
150.
The what?
Well, that would be if we'd done one a year for 150 years. a sesquicentennial is 150 years. Centennial is 100. And bicentennial is 200.
Sacagawea, who?
No, sesquicentennial. I went to Elmira, New York, sesquicentennial celebration in the 80s, and Ronald Reagan was supposed to be there, but he didn't show up.
Jerk.
They did throw out wooden nickels good for free French fries at Burger King, and I scored a lot of those.
Sweet, bro. Nice.
They didn't throw out any Gush's dollars?
No, no good. If you ain't been to Gush's, you ain't shit. That was a bumper sticker you used to see on people's cars. It was like a roughneck bar.
Mm.
Somebody's stomach just growl?
That was my throat.
That was your throat?
Yeah. You know, sometimes after you drink something, it's like a little frog lives back there. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fighting its way back.
I could feel it coming, and I backed away from the mic, but
we have
sorry.
No money for food.
We're poor. What is that?
George Carlin.
That's right. So, guys, Stephanie is out tonight. She has a migraine headache, so everybody wish her well.
Oh.
Dustin is joining us this week.
Yeah, Dustin.
Hey, everybody.
Yay.
Hey, you could find all of us on social media. My social media is Tim Andrews on Facebook. You can find me somehow.
Where you get that coffee at?
I got it out of the kitchen. At Tim Andrews here on Twitter. At Timstagram here on Instagram. How about you, Dustin?
At Dustin Lawler on Twitter and same for Facebook.
Posts a lot of cool stuff on social media. How about you, Jeff?
I don't have any social media.
Yeah, he's an asshole. What's your fucking Twitter?
JeffKeyz.
And Autumn.
I'm everywhere at AutoPritz. PRITTS.
Hey, don't forget to rate and review us, especially if you're on iTunes.
I forgot to look and see if there are any new.
I didn't see any, but we have a lot of people that listen every week, and it would be so very nice if you could just take 2 seconds out of your life and go to goddamn iTunes and give us 5 fucking stars. How's it going to hurt you? It ain't going to hurt you. That's good.
Speaking of the people that listen, we're going to give somebody a 12-pack of Nitro cold brew coffee.
Uh-huh.
We'll probably draw it next week. But
how'd you scam that?
I ordered some, and it was really good, and I contacted them. I said, hey, I do this podcast. You want to give away
some product?
Nitro cold
wow,
brew.
Wow, that's so cool.
They want an air check?
Yes.
They want an air check?
And we'll probably talk about it once we... I was going to bring some cans. I got a 12-pack of the pumpkin spice kind, and it's so good. It's like...
Is it sweet?
No, it's not sweet at all.
Okay, good.
And there's no cream in it. It's just like black coffee and just the perfect amount of pumpkin spice.
So it'll probably taste good.
There's a perfect amount of pumpkin spice.
It's, zero. It's,
I have some here, right here with me. I'm going to try it right now.
It's
oh my God.
Just the enough pumpkin spice.
You know, it's not sweet.
Uh-huh.
There's no cream or anything in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the perfect amount of pumpkin spice.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow. I'm going to have some more.
So don't forget to rate and review us at iTunes or whatever podcast platform you use. Please do that. Sometimes we will, if you do leave us one, we will read it in a voice. Autumn can do one. I'll do it. And then we'll rate your review. How about that? And if you'd like to sign up for Patreon, become a patron.
Thanks for the 5 stars, but your review sucked.
Yeah, you fucking lose it 1 star. Become a patron. Go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. I haven't updated the page, but, you know, you can get a drawing or a vocal recording of whatever from me or from Autumn. And, yeah, so some things moving forward in 2019. Can you believe it's almost 2019? We are going to have a website, and we're going to have a merch store. So look forward to that. I know you guys have bought a lot of the shirts and stuff, but I want to get into stickers and art.
Pins.
Fan art. Yeah, pins. I got Autumn wants the pins. Yeah, we want the Radio Labyrinth
shoes.
Cock ring.
Extra small for me.
That's right. We cater to a smaller man.
I'm supposed to agree. You're off the show.
How was your birthday, Tim?
My birthday was great.
Did you do anything?
48 years old, yes.
Gross.
In Milwaukee.
I know, you blew me off. On Saturday, which was the day before my birthday, went out to Smyrna to Jim and Nick's barbecue.
That's right by my house.
I know. Jim and Nick's is so good.
I smell it every day. I drive by it on the way to work.
Do you smell them?
Yeah, they cooking
roasting
it
that butt?
Yeah. And, you know, it's 6 a.m. It's kind of nauseating five, six days a week.
It's got sweet bark. That fucking bark.
But the food's great.
Yeah, it's really good. And my brother.
Did you get any presents?
Dad and mom are there, huh?
Did you get any presents?
Yes, I got one present.
One present?
From my wife.
What was it?
It was very delightful. I got a pair of those awesome headphones, those wireless headphones, the Bluetooth ones.
Like the Beats?
The Apple ones.
Oh, the Apple.
Oh, the AirPods.
AirPods, nice.
Yeah. Earbuds.
Those are
awesome, man.
I wasn't expecting those.
Do you have a smart TV?
No, I have a dumb TV.
But you, what kind of cable box do you have? Do you have cable?
Xfinity.
Yeah, you can Bluetooth use Xfinity it? To Bluetooth.
No
your,
way.
Your
that
pods,
way you can not have. She can go to sleep and you can watch television.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I have one of those old LG flat screens from 2010. Mm-hmm. There's really nothing. It's just flat screen.
AirPods you can use as makeshift hearing aids too now.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's good news.
You
if
just
I go thief.
Leave them in and. There's a little setting on your phone for live listen.
Yeah.
And it makes your AirBuds hearing aids.
That's why Rush Limbaugh likes the iPhone so much.
That's why he was carrying it in front of him 6 feet walking down the road.
Yeah. So then Sunday, went out to brunch with Sean and Lisa. We've had them on. You know who they are. And our friends Jessica and Johnny. And we went to this.
Did you go to Matthews Cafeteria?
No, we went to a place that has better food. We went to.
No, Matthews.
Matthews is good, but this place had way better food. We went to a place called Three Blind Mice, which is in Lilburn, Georgia, just right off the side of the road in a little strip mall.
Yeah.
But the food is so fucking good. It's a really cool place. They have beer tastings there. I like finding these little places outside of the.
Americana or.
I don't know what that means.
What did you have for breakfast?
What kind of food?
Oh, it was brunch food, but Americana.
Yeah.
Did you get a mimosa?
No, I don't drink.
Was it 11:30 a.m.?
You could get a mimosa because we went at 12:30.
Oh, okay.
But I don't like champagne or orange juice. They're both like drinking liquid fire for me and my heartburn. So
I can't have them either.
No.
Bloody Mary?
No. My wife had a Bloody Mary. I had coffee and water.
I had Caesar? A couple of Bloody Marys in Milwaukee, and they give you a shot of beer with every Bloody Mary.
They do?
Well, you got to choke that shit down. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they got to get rid of all their beer. That's the whole economy is based on beer. Did you see Laverne and Shirley? We'll get to that in a minute. So, my birthday was nice. So I'm 48 now and old. And looking.
Quit being old, oldie.
Yeah. If I live another year... Another 2 years, I'll have outlived my mother.
Oh, wow.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, so don't count on it. I'm sure my colon is just as riddled with disease as hers. That's not very uplifting.
I'm sure that's not true also.
Well, that's true because I go to doctors. So election 2018, are we all happy?
I'm happy that I don't have to hear half the shit.
Me too.
Everywhere. Yes. You know, social media, television, radio.
The only race that I feel bad about is not because of my political ideology, which is all over the place.
Alt-right.
Yeah, I'm alt-right.
Yeah. Alt over the place?
Yeah, alt over the place.
There you go.
I really like Karen Handel. She's a very nice person. And I've known her since we first had her on the old radio show when she was Secretary of State of Georgia. Much maligned position these days. And she looks like she's going to lose that congressional seat. She was my congresswoman, too, which I thought was cool.
Mm.
You know, just so that's selfish, just because I know her. And like I said, she's really, really nice. And politics aside, she's a hardworking person. So doesn't look like she's going to win, but congratulations to Lucy McBath, who won. I really, you know, I thought that Brian Kemp was going to lose. I thought that he would lose, she would get a 50% majority.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like that's going to happen. It looks like Brian Kemp is the winner. He's declared himself the winner as of this recording. But I just got a push alert on my phone that Stacey Abrams is not conceding. So her internal numbers either show that she is winning or she's just going to be a pain in the ass like Hillary was.
Yeah, that's one of those bitter
She doesn't ends. Have to win. She just has to get 50%, right?
No, for a runoff? He has to get less than 50% one.
So what happens if there is a runoff?
If there's a runoff, then we have another goddamn month. Less than a month. It'd be December 4th. This is all Georgia politics if you're not from Georgia.
And it's
Georgia.
Never happened before, right?
Not for governor.
Not for governor,
no.
Right.
It has happened for the Senate a couple
Better
times.
Better quick get Will Ferrell and Oprah back to town.
Well, here's the thing. If she has to run again, then she has less than 4 weeks to put together a coalition, get people out to vote, get all the absentee ballots and everything back in. I don't see that happening because her whole campaign was a machine. And
I don't see a lot of people turning out for a second vote.
Yeah, and because Republicans get their asses kicked in the Congress – and in a number of other races around the country, not the Senate, which they won, but they'll be way mobilized to come back and vote. So,
Yeah.
So who knows? She won't concede. I don't know why. I don't care. I met Brian Kemp. He shakes hands like you're shaking hands with a curtain. He's pretty limp-wristed. I mean, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
what are you implying, Tim?
I'm not implying anything.
I saw your photo with him.
Yeah?
Didn't
he look manly?
Yeah, he looked like he was... Looked like he would run you out of his yard.
That scowl.
How was it when he was banging you?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was real good.
You gentle
he
lover.
Around.
He drooled too much.
Yeah.
Some people like that.
That's what a bandana's for, Tim.
And then today, the president's press conference, that was a shit show. Did you guys watch that?
I heard pieces on WSB between my job, but I thought he... sounded very tired.
Yeah, he did.
Like exhausted.
Yeah, he sounded his age.
Yeah, he really did.
Old.
He was trying to front. Yeah.
He's been
like
doing
always,
that lately, even during the rallies. Remember, I think we were making fun of it when he was in Florida. He's like, Florida, hi.
Yes, so tired.
Where am I at?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Isn't Florida great, I guess?
But yeah, man. Hey, man, kudos to democracy, man.
Why'd you fire Jeff Sessions?
I didn't fire him.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Hey, Don, get rid of Sessions.
Yes, please.
I guess now I'll just go back to Alabama and do nothing.
And the woman governor there?
That woman governor down there.
Why did he fire him?
He didn't fire him.
Oh, God.
He asked him to resign.
Oh, why did he ask him to resign?
Because he doesn't want him in there anymore because he recused himself in the Russia probe. And now that the midterms are over, he can get rid of him because the Democrats are going to subpoena him. So that should be a fun 2019.
Just not
an investigation, nothing getting done. Just like, you know, the way it should be.
Yeah.
Just as the founding fathers wanted. And mothers.
Oh, thank you, Lee. Yeah.
Betsy Ross.
You don't hear enough of those founding mothers.
Betsy Ross, that's right. And then the nurse lady, whatever. I want to find out about this. I'm going to look at Twitter. You guys. Jeff, why don't you tell us about PapCan up in Milwaukee?
Yeah, everybody talks like that too.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you want a bag?
Yeah.
You want that in a bag?
Everybody had that same accent.
A bag.
Bag. Yep.
A bag.
It was like
it
was like not quite Chicago, but not quite like the Upper.
Mm-hmm.
What's a Upper? Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, Upper Peninsula. It was weird.
Oh, dude, I got a buck last week, dude. I killed a buck in the woods, dude.
But it was
my buddy killed a doll.
PopCon. It was like...
So what was PopCon?
It was like a really small convention, kind of like Elmira size. Like, remember those old comic book shows we'd go to, or baseball card shows?
Yeah.
Where it's like one big room of a hotel?
Yeah.
That's what it was. Oh. And they had a bunch of dealers and stuff in there, but then the whole cast of Land of the Lost, the whole surviving cast of Land of the Lost was there.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Sleestaks, three of the people that played Sleestaks, not...
Were they dressed up?
No.
And how'd you know they were Sleestaks?
Because they were like 10 feet tall. They were basketball
and
players.
And 80 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, they were? But
yeah. They were all basketball players, and a couple of them played in the NBA.
Nice.
Bill Laimbeer was a Sleestak, but he didn't come to the con. He was like the only one that wasn't there. But Marshall, Will, and Holly were all there.
Were they on that routine expedition?
Yep. And all the Pakuni, which were Chaka and Ta and Sal, were both there.
They're still alive?
Yep.
Did he talk like...
They had a whole panel of how to talk like a Pakuni. I didn't go to that.
Why didn't you go to that?
I decided to go downtown and have lunch at this restaurant called Safe House, which is like a... It's like a kind of a concept restaurant where it's like all spies and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you have to have a password to get in.
What was the password?
I can't tell. It's a secret.
Well, they change it every day, don't they?
No, it's been the same password. The place has been open for like 50 years. And they have like a magic bar where the bartenders do magic and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Is that one of those places like you could walk in and there'd be like a bookshelf?
Right.
And you have to like open the bookshelf or go through the refrigerator and stuff like that.
These are places, Autumn, you can go to when you and your husband and kids go up there.
All right, let's go.
You're going to Milwaukee?
Well, we're going to Wisconsin. We're going to, where do we live?
Sheboygan.
Slinger. How do they say
it? Slinger, Wisconsin. Slinger. Yeah, they live off a Big Cedar.
Oh.
Big Cedar Lake.
But that restaurant I went to was right next to the Fonzie statue. That's why I went there.
Ah, you sent that picture.
Yeah.
That was a nice picture.
Did you post that to Radio Labyrinth, too?
I will.
You got to post that. And then who drew that?
That was Phil Ortiz, who was one of the original animators on The Simpsons for the first couple seasons.
Oh. That doesn't sound Korean.
No, he's a Mexican-American.
Oh, okay.
So that was back when he was still with, was he with Ullman? And come on, or?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. And he worked for the comic book, too, the Boingo.
Yeah.
Simpsons comic book.
Bongo.
Yeah,
those were good.
Yep. So he was Simpsonizing people at the con.
Mm-hmm.
So I got Simpsonized.
You got Simpsonized.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I made that my Facebook profile picture.
So is this the first time you've met the entire cast at one time? What about the guy who played the uncle who came in?
No, they did not have Ron Harper there.
Ron Harper? You even know his name.
They like to just pretend that the third season of Land of the Lost never happened after Spencer Milligan left.
Why?
Yeah, because it got really bad.
Yeah, but the canon was cool. Spencer Milligan left. He went where? Back home?
Well, he fell through the door of time.
Yeah, and where did he end up?
And then they never said where he ended up.
And then the uncle showed up.
And the uncle had shown up, and he was looking for him, yeah.
Yeah, I always thought that was the oddest pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, just... Yeah, family member just made it over. Yeah.
Well, he went the same path they did, right? He
right.
was looking for him.
Yeah.
But why did the father leave the show? Do you have some big gig lined up in Hollywood that didn't pan out?
No, he was mad about the merchandising. He talked about it. They had a panel at the con, and he talked about why he left. That was, like, the big question.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he went to Sid and Marty Krofft, and not for just for himself, but for the entire cast. And he was like, "Hey, look, you're putting our likenesses on these lunchboxes, and you're putting us on these books and these ViewMaster stuff."
Yeah,
and there was tons of merchandising that they did for Land of the Lost in the early 70s. And Spencer Milligan was like, "You know, if you're going to use our likenesses, we should get a piece of that."
Yeah,
and he's like, "I'm not asking for a lot. I'm saying maybe 10%." To share between the entire cast of the merchandising.
Yeah.
And they said no.
What was their reasoning?
Because they're cheapskates, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
The time they could.
They owed all that money for that horrible theme park they put on top of the Omni.
Yep.
I heard that was cool, actually.
It was awesome.
I've only heard stories about
nice sweatshirt,
Sid and Marty Krofft.
Yeah.
He got in a fight with them.
So he just split.
He said, "All right, I'll leave." And they said, "Okay.
Yeah, we'll just get your brother, your right. fake brother." But the other two, they didn't leave. They were
They stayed for one more season.
That little baby, Brontosaurus left too.
He was there at the con.
What?
Dopey.
Dopey.
Yep.
Nice. Was it a foam dopey there?
No, it was like a mechanical animatronic dopey, like basically almost exactly like they did it in the show.
Did Holly ride on it?
She and Will like fed it like a giant strawberry and stuff. I took a couple pictures. You had to pay $40 to get your picture with it.
Jesus, that's a lot of money.
Man.
So I did not do that, but I got all the, autographs. I got the entire cast autograph on my Land of the Lost lunchbox.
Oh, wow. You've had that since you were a kid?
Yep.
Damn.
That's cool.
Yep. That was my original lunchbox in elementary school.
You still have a thermos?
Yeah. No, I got a thermos.
Uh-huh. Or did you buy it on eBay?
Yeah.
You completed it?
Yep. And it's an original, too. Wesley Uhr, who played Will Marshall, authenticated it for me.
Yeah. How come his name was just Wesley on
there? He talked about that, too. He said he was in a band, and it was like they were on the Motown label, and it was four white guys, and they were singing like Motown music.
Right.
And his name in the band was Wesley, but his name when he was on Days of Our Lives, he was using his regular name, Wesley Uhr.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, when he was doing the band, he thought, oh, I'll just go by Wesley for Land of the Lost. But he said, I shouldn't have done that. That was stupid.
That's always stupid to change your name for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, especially on IMDb. I have so many questions about this show. Because I loved it as a kid, and I never knew what happened to anybody from the show. Did either of them go on to act, the two kids, afterwards? Did Wesley stay on?
He did stuff, yeah. I think he got fired from Days of Our Lives in maybe the early 80s or late 70s.
Okay.
And he got fired for being gay, basically.
He's gay?
Yeah.
And they fired him for that?
Yep.
Wow.
And he was in a long-term relationship with Richard Chamberlain for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
The Thornbirds.
Yep.
How about Hari?
I don't think she did any more acting after Land of the Lost. But Wesley Uhr did. He was in a couple movies. The Toolbox Murders, you ever see that?
No.
That's kind of a lot of that bad horror movie possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means nudity autumn.
That means chom.
And chomped. Chom. I can't remember if chomp was before or after Land of the Lost. But, and he did... He did a cartoon for PBS. It was like some Dragon Tales, maybe.
I remember that. Yeah,
that I do remember.
Yeah,
he was the cat, and that's where he made his money.
Yep,
that was all the money was in.
Right,
was in the animation.
So I think he hosted a Dragon game Tales. Show.
Did any of the what's that, Autumn?
I forgot about Dragon Tales. Yeah.
did any of them do anything now? What do they do now?
They charge $40 for pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
They go to cons now.
Tiny cons.
Spencer Milligan acted a little bit after Land of the Lost. He was on Alice. You remember he dated Alice?
Yeah.
And he did a couple other shows.
I saw him in a toothpaste commercial once.
And he was on Quincy and stuff. Oh, speaking of another guy who was on Land of the Lost, Ron Masick was there.
Who's Ron Masick?
You look him up on IMDb, you'll recognize him. He was on like every show ever.
What about Enoch?
No, he's dead. Walker Edmondson.
Know their name.
He came to Dragon Con. That's how I got his autograph at Dragon Con.
Oh, yeah. He's from Ice Station Zebra.
Yeah, he was.
He's been in everything.
Yeah, he's been in everything.
Oh, tour.
He played the parachute guy on Land of the Lost.
Yeah.
Parachuted in and then escaped via parachute.
Remember that Mr. Show parody they did where they went deep inside Ryan Dorn, the greatest actor of all time?
Wow. And Ron Masick was in one of my favorite episodes of Barney Miller.
Wait, what
where
was that?
The guy ran one of those, what do you call those, hansom cabs with the horses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somebody stole his horse. And so he stole a police horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Ron Masick played the officer whose horse it was. And they end up, not pressing charges against the guy, but Ron Masick was a cop, and he was worried that the guy was using spurs on his horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was also the Vlasic Pickle voice for 15 years.
Yeah. What guy?
Ron Vlasic.
Ron Masick.
Did he do the voice of the stork?
Mm-hmm.
So he did the...
the pickle stork.
He did the impersonation of...
Groucho.
Yeah. Groucho.
Yeah.
Say the secret way.
That's the tastiest pickle ever had.
Yeah.
And Spencer Milligan. It was cool to see him.
Yeah.
Because he disappeared, basically.
So what else did you do there? Anything fun? Did you?
Went to the casino.
Did you have sex with the Fonzie statue?
No.
There was a line.
Did you sit on its thumb?
No.
Is the thumb up on it? Hey.
I think so.
Yeah.
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 It's short though. It's like really short.
Well, he's short.
He's very short. Yeah.
So where'd you gamble?
There's only one casino in Milwaukee.
Which means you didn't win anything.
Yeah, I lost $80.
In what? Slots or play poker?
No, play poker.
Well, that's was it digital or a table?
No, it was table.
That's cool. Yeah, at least you had a
decent
table.
Poker room.
What about the
that sounds intimidating.
Yes.
A room? Yes. It is.
Yeah, yeah. Scary. Yeah.
It's not your computer in the living room.
Right.
Did you happen to watch Walking Dead, Autumn, or are you done?
No, I'm done.
Because we can talk about that in a minute, but you went to another convention that we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, last weekend, before I went to PopCon.
Jeff's our con guy.
I went to Walker Stalker Con. You were supposed to go, but you didn't go.
I bailed.
It was nice. It didn't seem like it was as well attended as previous years.
Yeah.
I guess maybe just because the audience is dwindling.
Well, didn't you primarily go to get the people from Deadwood, Kim
Dickens? Yeah,
well,
Garrett because we got approved for our media passes, I wanted to make sure we picked them up, and I wanted to, you know, mention Walker Stalker Con, and they're having another one in 2019.
Yeah.
And I think Daryl's going to be there right now. He's the only person that they've announced.
Well, he practically lives here with his restaurant and everything. Yeah. Which we still need to go to.
I didn't know he has a restaurant.
Yeah, yep. It's called Nick and Norman's.
Nick and Norman's in Sonora.
Oh.
We've been there.
Yeah, we've been eating there. Your buddy
Jamie Self
works there.
Jamie works there. I used to work with that Amatsa Pizza, which is opening again, by the way, in the old location and in Decatur.
Yep.
So we finally get that pizza again.
Yeah. Pizza.
Yeah, fucking pizza.
Yeah, so I went and picked up our passes and walked around a little. Tons of Walking Dead merch.
Yeah.
And dealers and everything. And then.
But didn't they have people from other kinds of shows too, right?
Well, all the people from. Not all the people, but a bunch of people from Fear the Walking Dead were there. And then.
Mm-hmm. You met primarily Kim Dickens and Garrett Dillahunt.
Garrett Dillahunt and Kim Dickens to sign my Deadwood DVDs that. I got W. Earl Brown to sign when he was.
What did they think about that? Did you tell them?
Yeah, they're like, "Hey, where'd you meet Earl?" And I told them, "Hey, we had him on our podcast." Blah blah blah.
Oh, that's good. Did they say they were going to come on our show?
I said, "If you're ever back in town in Atlanta for something, we'd love to have you on the podcast."
Kim Dickinson, no way.
She was nice.
Joni Stubb. Did you say that?
She said she was. No, I didn't. She said she was the day before because she was only there Saturday and Sunday.
Uh huh.
I was going to go Friday. And just get the autographs and get the hell out of there. But I saw that she was only there Saturday and Sunday. So I waited till Saturday to go.
She's a good actress.
But she said she was on the set on Friday of Deadwood. That's why she had to come on Saturday.
Hasn't W. Earl Brown been,
he's been
posting pictures and
stuff? Not pictures, but just talking about what's going on on set.
Now, Timothy Oliphant, his hair is all gray now. I guess they all are. I mean, it's been, 14 years?
Yeah, 13 years.
Yeah. I'm surprised he would let his hair go.
Yeah.
He looks like a dyer to me.
Now, is this just going to be a movie?
Yeah.
On HBO?
Yep.
2-hour movie?
Yep.
And then what do you think it'll do? Close everything?
Yeah, it'll probably wrap everything up.
That's good. Then I want to see a 4-hour, two-parter, John from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Because I'm still wondering what
that
happened.
That was a great show.
I liked it.
I did too.
I mean, it was really well done. I have no idea what the hell was going on.
Nope, me either. Just a very interesting show. So,
the post we saw about, that I posted about Twin Peaks.
Uh-huh. Was that fake?
I think it's fake.
Yeah, did you read the last thing in it, that he's going to be dressed as a furry?
You know what, with Lynch, there's no, yeah.
I know, but I read
it. In a scene, maybe, but.
I don't know. Where did you find that?
It just popped up. I don't know.
So
I didn't chase it. I didn't follow. I didn't mind.
I got all excited and texted Eric, and then I read it, and I went, oh, wait, never mind. So, Autumn, have you watched season 3?
Of which one?
Twin Peaks.
No. Mm-mm.
You didn't watch Deadwood, did you?
No. I felt like I was
not
interested
enough
in... Yeah, not enough trannies. Not enough drag queens. I was excited about a new season of Twin Peaks. I was a little bit nervous about it. And then I didn't have Showtime or a way to watch Showtime.
That's
so
right.
I never got to it. And then the way that Nick and Tim, no, not you,
Eric,
and Eric would go on about it and say how it was confusing and strange and it didn't seem as linear as
it isn't
the first
at all
season. Yeah, and so I just was like, I don't want to potentially mess up the taste in my mouth of Twin Peaks.
The one thing about the original show is, even though it was weird, it had a sweetness. All the characters that you were supposed to like had a sweetness about them and an innocence about them, and they still had that, but it was more of a weird story. Mm-hmm. If you could imagine it being any weirder than the original, but with a lot more special effects.
Yeah, because even like the lady with the eye patch, who was into making the silent drapes or whatever. You remember?
She was awesome.
She was awesome, but she was weird. And it's not like you were rooting against her, and you weren't necessarily rooting for her. You know, she was just a strange, odd character, but you still liked her.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or even the waitress that was like cheating on her beating up husband with Bobby.
Yeah.
Like, even though she was kind of a bad guy in some ways, you still felt bad for her because she was getting beat up.
Huh?
I said Bobby, like Hank Hill.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Bobby. Bobby.
Damn.
Oh, and that's available now on Hulu.
What is?
King of the Hill. They released it all.
Yeah, all of the friggin' Hulu.
I started watching it again.
I would love to do that, but Hulu. We have Hulu, but I don't.
Oh, on Hulu.
But I don't
Hulu,
like commercials. And you think if you're paying for something, you should be able to skip the commercial.
$3 more.
Yeah.
No commercials.
Oh, really?
A lot more opens up. And you get, and there's a whole movie bigger movie section.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's worth it.
What's that, Bobby?
Just make that weird sound when he was nervous.
I don't know talk about.
I was trying to do a bunch of Bobby Hill over the weekend, Dad.
That's pretty good.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dad.
Can you do Peggy?
No, I don't believe I can.
You could if you worked
yeah,
on
you
it.
Could.
I was trying to do Luann.
That's pretty good.
I can't keep her going for very long.
Speaking of Mike weird. Judge, did you watch the new season of Tales from the Tour Bus?
No, I didn't even know it was coming back till the other day.
I haven't had a chance.
The first one was about Parliament Funkadelic and George Clinton.
Yeah?
Yeah. Really good.
They still have those three old guys that played with Elvis doing
it? No. It's all
a new set.
Does he still have the funk? As in
Booty Collins.
The stinky funk?
The funk.
Yeah.
He's got the stink funk.
Is Bootsy in it?
I think so.
Yeah,
yeah
baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
The groove that you build up back and then feel the satisfaction. That's
number one.
But that's back, so watch that.
I'm going to. I love that show. I like Mike Judge, just about anything he's done, mm-hmm. except for the show I never watched. And I feel
What's
bad. That? Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley is good. I mean, it was good.
I know.
I stopped watching after I heard.
It's still worth watching, but it's not as funny as it was.
Yeah.
Went ahead.
All right, this is going to be on you guys. Speaking of shows that people have noped out of, who are you guys both watching? The Grateful Dead or watching the Walking Dead?
No,
yeah, I am.
I'm Lawler's not. Out. So Jeff, you're still watching it,
yep.
And, which means you watched the season finale.
It wasn't the season finale. There's two or three more.
Mid-season finale?
Oh, speaking of which, Larry Wax is going to be an extra on one of the, I think, the next to the last episode. So is that this coming week?
I think there may be three more before the mid-season finale.
He's a goat herder.
No way.
Yeah, he told me he's working. He texted me and said he just met and shook hands with Norman Reedus.
Right.
He said hi to all this stuff, but he's a goat herder or something in one of the villages. So I look forward
what
to
is, huh? I bit my tongue. What is Larry Wax doing for his life?
He's doing extra work right now, and I think
he doesn't have like another job.
Well, I think he has.
He's a podcast.
He still does the modcast, I believe, from time to time, and. But I think he's doing a lot of extra work, which is pretty cool. I would do that if I had the time.
Yeah. I thought he was working at a chicken farm or something.
I don't think he's working
at a chicken
farm.
I heard something weird that sounded really strange.
I think
strange.
He was doing an inspection job or something, but I don't know what that is. And but I do know that he's an extra in The Walking Dead.
I'll have to look for him.
I'll touch base with him.
And there's going to be like a six-year time jump now after.
Well, let's back up. So this last episode, they teased for a long time that Rick was going to die.
Right.
And or at least that's what you thought. Rick was going to die or leave the show. So kind of tell us what happened in that episode. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. He fell off a horse and got impaled on a bridge.
Yeah.
And
as one does.
And three hordes of walkers were coming towards him from three different directions.
Okay.
And he was trying to keep them from He was trying to keep them from combining with each other into a giant, a giant herd.
Voltron zombie. Yeah.
And he was trying to keep them away from the town.
Yeah.
So
don't go to the town.
He basically got impaled and then pulled himself up and got on his horse and took off. And then he kept passing out and having these flashbacks. And one, he was with Shane.
He has too many flashbacks.
And one, he was with Herschel.
Too much acid.
Yeah,
Herschel.
I'm in my house in the future, but everyone's alive.
So they're able to give him a...
And, so it was just kind of like a send-off. Hmm.
For who?
Herschel. For Rick.
Okay. He blows the bridge up.
Who's dead. Yeah. And then, that's his last resort. He didn't want to blow up the bridge because he worked so hard on it.
But he made it?
Yeah, they were rebuilding that bridge.
Oh, it's like Bridge on the River Kwai.
Yeah.
This will be like Bridge on the River Kwai.
Coral.
But just, of course, when you're building
a
bridge,
dead.
You need a bunch of dynamite right in the middle of the bridge.
Why?
That's what I said. Yeah. Why do they have dynamite in the middle of the bridge?
I'm going to have to blow it up soon. Yeah.
I don't have enough for both sides, so I'm just going to put it in the middle.
Good thing I scavenged this a long time ago.
They blew up the bridge.
And I got
and
a 700-foot view.
All the walkers
died.
Yeah, fell in the water.
I saw the scene where they're all in the water, and then Rick's rolling around, writhing in the bloody water, right?
Right.
So how does he not get fucking zombie disease? You know, he's all bloody and impaled.
I always thought it was saliva.
It's just saliva.
That was because they all get blood all over them.
I know.
Yeah, they hide themselves in blood.
Yeah.
So it's not just like a cut. But wasn't the conspiracy that everybody has it?
Yeah.
So even if you die of natural causes, you would still wake up a zombie.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a virus, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Source from the CDC.
Rage. That's the best.
Yeah, so anyway,
the best zombie
both of those movies.
He's not dead, but he's off the show.
Well, he gets picked up by a helicopter. Who owns the helicopter?
Those garbage people.
The garbage people, they own the helicopter.
Yep.
And but wait, but wasn't
why
that
Why did
lady,
you never... Yeah, go ahead.
That lady, when she passed out and she was all alone in her garbage world, didn't the helicopter come find her?
Yeah.
So it came to her. Does
right.
that mean it's theirs?
She was working with the helicopter people all along while she was in the garbage dump.
Okay, so who are they? Do they have a name?
No, they don't. They haven't said, but people are saying it's maybe the Whisperers.
Why would the Whisperers have a helicopter?
Yeah, I don't know.
They'd have to have Airwolf.
But they,
it's Jan Michael Vincent.
They show the Whisperers in the preview for the coming episodes.
The Whisperers are the zombies that are whispering
they're
to each
other? Well,
the Whispers are people.
They're people that
they put
zombie skins on and then whisper to each other while walking around with the zombies. Yeah.
Pass the salt. I miss brownies. Let's fuck.
You know, if you found a zombie that you could never mind.
Zombie?
Would you? I mean, she's
definitely wouldn't put a stab hole in it and fuck it.
Ew.
I can't get away from that.
People, like that?
Stab hole.
People bring that up.
What?
The last time I was here.
Oh, yeah, the stab hole?
Yeah.
Hey, kid, how can I fuck your stab hole?
That was a little annoying.
It was annoying, and most of the time, the animation, all the sounds, like they don't filter anything out,
right.
So you hear all the overlays like on top of one another, and it drives you nuts.
We all need to go down that road again. We know what we're talking about.
Yes, we do.
Dan Snyder.
I love Dan Snyder.
Well,
that's kind of interesting. I feel like Walking Dead could still be good, but
they
just
have a
huge
plan. They're doing movies, like three movies with Rick.
So
but they have
be...
to stop being pussies about the characters. Like, the things that they do don't make sense. I don't understand why they would kill the mayor dude, whatever his name was, who crossed Maggie.
Yeah.
But then she doesn't kill Rick.
Right.
For killing her husband.
Negan, yeah.
And like, I'm sorry, Negan. Did I say Negan?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not Rick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Negan. What happened to Negan? Go ahead, Autumn. We'll find out.
Isn't he, he's just like hanging out in that.
Yeah, she went to kill him, and then
Rick
Negan stopped her by being so pathetic that she decided not to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I think it was an act.
Oh, he, of course. He said he missed his wife, right?
Right.
Lucille.
He's like, kill me so I can be with my wife.
Oh.
But even before that, where you know, when we were introduced to Negan, he fucked up those people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then proceeded to threaten constantly and never really pull through. Or if he does, it's to some proliferary character that we don't care about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, so there are actually no stakes. Like, right. I'm not concerned at all.
Right.
You know? And that's what was making me so mad. And then when Jeff, I missed that first episode. I kind of forgot, or I didn't, right. You know, I'm on a Roku, so I'm not like up when things are on. So then when you were describing the first episode, I was instantly mad. Right. You were saying, I was like, oh, forget it.
Oh, the first again, episode of this new season?
Yeah, the new season where they don't, where they decide to kill that now, though, guy and not Negan.
That, and Andrew Lincoln left, that anybody could leave.
Anybody could die.
Yeah, anybody, I think it opened it wide for...
How are they going to wrap up Lauren Cohen?
I don't know.
Maggie.
I don't know what's going to happen.
And she, is she pregnant?
She had the baby already.
Oh, she did?
On the show, yeah.
All right, so here's one more thing. So they okay. do a time hop at the end of the show, and this is what I heard, that fucking Judith is an 8-year-old leading yeah. the... leading.
She's not leading, but she's a little badass kid, like...
You sure she's not the leader? She's wearing that Carl hat too.
Yeah, she's wearing.
No,
Rick,
she's not.
Rick's
yes.
Yeah.
Ew, that's so dumb. Do we? You know what? We don't need to see that hat anymore.
No,
that
we
hat
don't.
Can you can just bury it in the ground, or burn it.
She
I
can
don't
get
care.
Zombified. I don't care. I never really cared for her. All she did was mule and cry, put
well,
them in
and
danger.
Also, another thing is, have some proliferary characters die of like blood poisoning. Or something.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some like stupid mistake, not like getting bitten by a zombie, not getting your arm chopped off, not get, you know, just yeah.
staff
something
infection.
Stupid. Like I ran through some brambles and I got a weird yeah. infection, you know?
And, well, we ran through the briars and we ran through the brambles and we ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go.
I just feel like we could see that. You could introduce some reality into this world if you're trying to make it real. I don't know. That's
so,
kind of nitpicky, but...
So they're going to finish up this season, and when they come back, it's going to be 8 years in the future?
Yeah, or 6 years.
Well, how are they going to fight the Whisper War if it's 6 years in the future?
Yeah, I guess that's when they're around.
They may come back in the middle of the war. That's a lot yeah. of things like to start, you know, that way
yeah.
you get all that going on, and you can go back and
all
show
right.
the 6 years.
So is this the end of a season or the beginning of season 9?
This is the end of... the season.
And then the next season will be the new thing.
Right.
So they're going to do some movies and then merchandising and all these other things.
Stop trying to be Star Trek.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hey. Stop trying to be CSI and NCIS well, and Law and Order.
What else has AMC got?
That's
nothing.
What I was going to say. AMC's just trying to...
Preacher.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah, Preacher, they still haven't renewed, motherfuckers.
I loved Better Call Saul.
I love Preacher.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Speaking of AMC and Preacher and shows having movies... Breaking Bad. There's going to be a movie.
Yep.
So, do you know anything about it?
They say it's going to be centered on Jesse.
Okay. So no.
No Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Right. I guess this will be.
He's just sitting home in his tidy whities with a bunch of money.
I knew they were going to do Aftermath.
Yeah.
Aftermath.
Yeah.
Like Aftermath.
What's yeah. his What does Jesse say?
Mr. White.
Yeah.
Hey bitch.
Hey bitch.
Hey bitch. Don't be such a bitch. What was his buddy's name?
Oh, like raccoon or something?
Squirrel?
Raccoon.
No.
It was the goofy guy that...
Yeah, who has like a weird voice.
Yeah, I felt bad for that dude.
Me too. Oh, what's his name?
God, I forget, but he was his buddy.
Cooter.
And then there was that skinny guy. No, Cooter. Dude, we can't sell anymore, man. Cooter.
Oh, what's his name?
Badger.
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 Good job. Badger's dead, Mr. White.
What are they going to do? Like a before?
No,
or no,
after.
Yeah. Okay, so how did it end? He was in that car and he escaped?
Yeah, Walter White got him out with that machine gun.
Yeah,
right, with that machine gun in the trunk. Right.
Was that after Jesse threw the money all over the park?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that was, he threw out the money. He was trying to get rid of it because he felt bad, right?
Yeah.
He was having an inner, like,
he's having
struggle.
A crisis.
Yeah. So what are they going to do? It's after that? So yeah. Him trying to escape. So it's like Better Call Saul, except after.
Yeah. Okay.
His version. All right.
All right. I hope that it's still by, what's his name? Gilligan?
Yeah.
Vince Gilligan?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because he has such a fun touch.
Yep.
I really enjoy.
I bet.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, touch my shows.
Piece of news here. Artie Lang is back in rehab.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
In rehab, not an outpatient, but a
in rehab.
Good.
In rehab. I'm going to be interviewing Anthony Cumia in a couple of weeks.
Hmm.
So I don't know if I'll ask him about that.
Two impressions with him.
I'm going to ask him. Who knows? They, you know, I thought Dennis Miller would play along with me, but he was just kind of like, yeah, I'm going to wrap it up, buddy. I got to go to Tahoe. And, yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. Hey, last week we had a show where we interviewed Janet Varney from that show that we all like.
Stand Against mm-hmm. Evil.
Yes, and another show that we like called You're the Worst. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, please go back and listen to it. She's very funny. She's very talented. And she was very gregarious with us. And hopefully we'll get her to come in sometime, but I wanted to say thank you. She also retweeted it, right?
Right.
Saw that.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I like it when we interview people and they care that we interviewed them, and that's cool. A couple other things before we talk about what we watched. You and Jeff and our buddy John Mark Lindell, you guys are going to see ELO.
Yep. We got floor tickets.
July 2019. Yep. You already got the tickets for it.
Tickets went on sale last week or 2 weeks ago.
That sounds exciting. It's just Jeff Lynne and some session musicions, right?
I don't know. Which it is what Jeff Lynne's ELO.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who else was in ELO besides Jeff Lynne to begin with?
I don't know.
The rest of the Light Orchestra.
Yeah. I think they'll do any traveling Wilburys.
I don't know.
There ain't too many traveling anymore.
No. No, God, they're all gone, aren't they? No, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Except Dylan.
For him. Except for
him and Dylan.
Him and Dylan, yeah.
Tom Petty.
Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison and George Harrison.
Damn.
Heading for the light. I love the Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah,
me too.
Except for Tweeter and the Monkey Man, we're hot up for cash. Remember that one?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's the Dylan. Let's see. And you asked me if I want to go see Christopher Cross. Do we have to sail to get to him?
Yep.
Why don't you ask your friend Arthur and his wife Laura?
No, I guess you don't want to go.
What if you get there and you ride like the wind?
Didn't he and Michael McDonald do that together? Ride like the wind.
And it's not such a long way to go
to so make it to the border of Mexico.
February 22nd.
Yeah, I'd like to go to that. I'd like to go to that. And I'm sure it won't sell out. So.
What else does he sing?
Ride like the wind to be free again. Man, the falsetto. I do want to go to that, so let's go.
Yeah, let's go to that.
All right. Also, I want to go see Phish again. I've had so much fun at Phish. There was that shows I went to in...
Did you see any of the Halloween shows?
Ah, dude, I've downloaded all of them. They're all good.
But where they played that weird Norwegian band or whatever?
Yeah, and all white.
Yeah.
Yeah. They came out... They would do a cover album on Halloween or something like mm-hmm. that, and so they did a playbill, and they made all these fake websites and clues saying it was this Swedish band, prog rock band,
mm-hmm.
and they just played a new album, and their songs are great, and there's some Talking Heads-ish type stuff in a couple of them, and the song I like the most so far is Stray Dog, but both sets prior and after were great, and then the other shows were good too. My buddy Garrett was at those shows, and I saw some Atlanta people there posting pictures from the show. What was that song you mentioned that they didn't play?
Harpua?
Harpua. What album is that on?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not that big a fish head.
You just like that song?
Harpua.
Harpua.
It's from Moana?
It is not.
No? Okay.
Moana. So, Dustin, what have you been up to? What brings you in tonight?
Why are you here?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Just not been doing much, just been working. Yeah. Same old, listening to you guys. I wanted to come back just to be back.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you came back.
No purpose behind this.
We like having you. We have some good guys that come on the show quite a bit. We have Dustin Lawler, and we have, who else? Josh Warren, mm-hmm. who's very funny. And we have Joe Galois, who's also funny. So we like having you guys in, so thanks for coming.
Oh, no problem. Yeah. Anytime. I enjoy it.
I like that sweatshirt you got on.
Yeah, it's my T-shirt.
It's T-shirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing it. This is supposed to be coming back.
What's coming back? Oh, the wearing the long sleeve
under the shirt.
It never went away, man.
Yeah.
Never went away.
My wife was like, oh, that's coming back, late 80s, early 90s. I was like, we were trying to dress like no one else.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny that they came back that way. Yeah, it's my Radio Lab.
And you designed that logo as well.
I did. It's the sticker, the stickers that we've got out with the little black Mario.
So that's why I want to have a store where we'll have stuff like that. I just don't want to charge people and expect them to keep paying for things all the time. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But we do need to increase our listenership. So if there's any way we could do that, I don't know if we can do a listener drive. I want to get it out there, and I don't know how to do that. Autumn will probably be working.
I'm tasking Eric Maelstrom with getting all of Pennsylvania into Radio Labyrinth.
You think it'll work? It'll work?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Spread the word up there, Eric.
Yes.
Well, I had the idea, and I think when you first started Radio Labyrinth, I was telling you about charging on Patreon, like $50. And
what?
if it's $50, if you're at the $50 level, then you get an advertisement for your business or maybe just you or whatever you're doing.
Oh, that's a cool idea. That's a way to do advertising.
So it's like really cheap advertising, first of all, especially if you're a small business or if you're just a person who wants some advertising for some reason.
Yeah, and then we would limit it to only like 3 or 4.
Well, and that's the other thing is that 50 is kind of a lot to spend for a Patreon thing. So it would sort of limit people in that way.
I would make it more. I would make it 100 because $100 to have your business mentioned every week.
Yeah, you could do twice a month.
Yeah.
For 50.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah.
For 100.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Everybody wants it every week.
Yeah, man. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. What everybody watched this week?
Can I just start? Because I don't want to end it with something lame.
So start it with something
Let's start
lame.
Off.
Well, because that way we can end with something more fun.
Understand.
I've gone back and I've started watching Game of Thrones from the very beginning.
What's wrong with that?
That's an adventure.
I just feel like I should be watching things that we're talking about instead of things that are off, that aren't on the air. And
it's coming back though for the final season.
Yeah, there's a final season and there's going to be a prequel season.
Oh, there's a prequel season?
They're working on it right now.
Oh, that's fun. Okay. Well, yeah, it's been really fun. It's really fun to go back and see the first season and how serious everything is. And then as the seasons go on, they put some funny stuff in there.
Yeah, they do.
And I kind of forgot about all the funny stuff and also all the gross stuff. And I keep thinking about Eric and how he won't watch Game of Thrones
Von
because
Hessler.
Of the gore. Yeah, Eric Von Hessler.
I don't need to see that guy.
And I always think, I wonder if I could edit this whole thing to take out the gore.
I don't know. No, it's not worth it. If you can't watch a show, you know. I don't like seeing a lot of sex in TV shows.
What?
But I still watch it. Oh, wait, I meant gay sex.
Well, then you won't like Game of Thrones.
The deuce.
You know, there's a lot of both that balance it out.
Yeah. Dicks and ginas.
Yeah. No, what is
that?
No, wait.
What is that?
Something
with ginas in
there? We all liked it was the Adam Sandler.
I haven't seen it yet, but hang on.
I told you had to watch it.
But the South Park episode where Butters just kept trying to find what's his name, the author, George R. R. Martin.
Yeah,
he goes, all it is just wieners.
Yeah, he couldn't get over the fact that was it.
Yeah, just wieners.
Just wieners everywhere.
Last week South Park was great with the scooters.
It was.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was awesome.
Well, people like to scoot. Used to walk places. Now everybody's scooting.
What else, Autumn? Dumped
them all off the cliff, and then they all showed up.
Did you notice how that was a mock-up of the Grinch?
Yes.
He was going through stealing everything in town and take it to the top of the hill,
yep.
The angled little hill.
And the that really cool shot that they did where it was silhouetted.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the truck with the headlights going down. That was great.
That was a fun. This whole season's been pretty good.
Yep.
And
you're really kicking up the visual effects, too.
Like, there's an episode tonight. This is the finale? No, it would be the mid-season. Anything else, Autumn?
No, not really.
Oh,
I know.
So crestfallen.
Well, I feel lame for not watching anything.
Don't feel lame.
Current.
You have a life.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I don't watch. Dustin.
Tim, you got to watch that Adam Sandler 100% Fresh on Netflix.
I will. Dustin, it's what amazing. Have you been watching? I see it's on here. So.
Let's see. I started watching Castlevania Season 2 on Netflix.
What is Castlevania?
Castlevania was a video game in the 90s.
I remember that.
And they came out with an anime last year, before, with Season 1, and it was really good. I mean, the whole story it just basically told the backstory of the whole family.
Right.
Of Dracula and the split sons and everything. And then this year, they pick right up to where where the wife was killed, and he takes vengeance back on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of built it up in Season 1, and now in Season 2, they're kind of The content is what the content of the game kind of was. But you don't have to have played the game or know anything about it. It's just a really cool vampire anime set in Middle Ages.
Did you watch the Voltron show on Netflix?
A little bit.
Was it any good?
I liked, what's his name? A couple of the voices, people that were on there I liked, so I listened to it for that. As far as the show goes, it goes like any of those Voltron.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of like watching G.I. Joe.
I love the original series, but trying to watch it now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like trying to watch any of those old Saturday cartoons.
They're bringing She-Ra back as well, but She-Ra is now transgendered. Did you notice that?
No.
She-Ra in the 80s She-Mal-Ra. Was this big-titted babe, you know, hung out with He-Man, and now just a flat-chested.
Yeah, kind of a red Sonya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you know,
people
progress.
Didn't like it. People who were excited about the She-Ra, they didn't like the animation style.
Well, the animation style looks stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't look as... like you said, feminine.
Right.
But that's kind of cool to look feminine and...
Well, aren't they? They could make a show and call it Trans-Ra.
No, with Castlevania, that's the one thing that it's not like a normal anime.
Yeah.
They really took a lot of time. The backgrounds are just amazing. I mean, it's beautiful just to watch on mute, you know, and just have it playing in the background. Also, I've been... I didn't even know the show existed until about a month ago, but Elementary on CBS... it's got Johnny Lee Miller from Hackers and Trainspotting. He plays, ironically enough, Sherlock Holmes is his name in the show, and Lucy Liu plays his partner, whose her last name's Watson.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've seen promos for that show.
It's really really good. If you like Sherlock Holmes type, you know, everything's deducing.
Yeah,
everything is the art of deduction.
I don't like Watson being a woman.
And it's no. Funny. This take on it is he's a rich kid who, you know, he's a savant as far as being able to deduct, you know, deduce everything. And his dad's kind of set him up. He's living in New York because he got strung out on heroin because he couldn't think clear enough to finish a case.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he come here, he cleaned up, and Lucy Liu is his sober companion out of rehab. And so that's how they got together. And then she realizes she likes solving cases more than she did being a sober companion. It's a really good show. It's kind of it's gotten to a really into a formula now that I've watched more than one season.
Yeah.
But starting off, it's really good, and he's just he's an amazing actor.
I like that guy.
Yeah, he's really good. Right now,
you accidentally turned your microphone.
He's on the West End in London playing opposite Cumberbatch, doing Frankenstein. And the cool part is they're switching roles every other night.
Oh, that's cool.
To where one's the monster and one's the doctor.
So you'd want to see it twice.
Yeah, you want to go back and see it twice.
Awesome.
Let's see.
Says Monty Python's catalog is now on Netflix.
It is, but they're slowly releasing it. So they've released all of, not of the movies yet. They've only released a couple of movies, but all of the live shows and all of the old stuff from the 80s and 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
The Hollywood Bowl show.
That's
on
a
there.
Funny show.
And it's amazing where they do everything with the audience and run through the crowd. That's on there. I watched that twice in the last couple of weeks. All those are on there. You can see all the episodes from the television show are there. And by the end of the year, they're supposed to drop all the rest of the movies because they bought the entire catalog.
And do they have all the old PBS, the ones that you had to see on PBS?
Yes. Yep. All of those are there. There's more of those than anything else almost.
Lemming of the BDA.
And then I went and seen Bohemian Rhapsody.
How was it?
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Is the last part of the movie just all Live Aid, like a performance?
It starts out with him in the car, basically shows him from the car to walking on the stage, and that's how the opening of the credits are. Him walking up
at the beginning.
And then at the very beginning. And then it flashes back. Shows him as a kid, as a teenager. It was kind of done like The Doors, in a way, but not nearly as
boring.
Yeah, Oliver Stone-ish. You know, it didn't have all the art to it. It was more just straightforward.
The stupid son playing young Jim Morrison, seeing the Indian, the dead Indian.
Yeah,
Indian that was scattered on Dawn's highway, bleeding. Ghosts crowd the young child's fragile egg shell line.
How far into the movie before he starts the computer hacking?
Yeah. I couldn't separate that either, Mr. Robot.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of neat, though. Watching it, I realized that Sacha Baron Cohen would have never pulled it off.
No. Too old?
He's not only is he too old, I believe he doesn't have the acting chops to pull that off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rami Malek definitely does. He has the background, too. He's mm-hmm. Egyptian, where Freddie Mercury was from Zanzibar mm-hmm. originally. Right. And that was the thing. Him growing up, being called a Paki and treated as a second-rate citizen in the UK. He started out, I think when they first see him, he's throwing luggage at Heathrow.
Yeah.
And that was his job, and he was getting picked on. And he wrote lyrics in a notebook, and his dad didn't want him to do it, and he wanted him to follow the tradition. And it was very cliche, almost, in the history.
Right.
But the movie really jumps. Like, it really time jumps really fast. Mm. So there's not enough time. That or I'm just really, I've watched too much Netflix.
Right.
You know, I've watched too many 10-hour movies. So this was really kept up pretty quick as far as the pace. And then it kind of slows down a little bit when he meets the woman that he fell in love mm-hmm. with.
Yeah.
And it's really neat how he kept her at arm's reach for the rest of his life, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a house next to him. She didn't want to, wanted to marry her. Got married, and then she found out he was gay, and then he admitted to it.
The lead singer of Queen was gay.
Yeah, that was a thing too. I never knew it was so covered up, or was so tried to be covered up by everyone. Everyone wanted to keep him in the closet.
Really?
Yeah, and he was definitely not one to be kept in a closet.
Mm-hmm.
People
thought the village people were straight.
Well,
they
referenced them too. When they're in a place and they're trying, and they were talking about dressing flamboyant and, mm-hmm. and dressing very feminine. He was like, "What are we, the village people?" And we don't want to play disco. That was a big thing. It showed a lot of the musicians. You could tell the band were the ones that were pushing this movie because it showed them as. They really didn't do anything wrong. They were all kind of just these musical geniuses.
Yeah.
And Freddie was the odd man out. And that's how they kept the whole movie. So they moved it along at a good pace. The movie's good because it gives you the history. You hear so much Queen that you want to listen to it for the next week, which I have.
Yeah.
The guy doing the music, the voice, though, he's the guy that won that contest, that sound-alike guy that's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was doing a lot of the vocal in the.
Oh, that's really neat.
In the movie.
He's the guy that did that spot on "Someone to Love,"
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, with his microphone just in his bedroom.
Yep.
Yeah, and he also did. He won the contest. He toured with him and for a few shows.
That's
Are you
awesome.
Sure you're not talking about the plot of Rockstar?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the movie's good. The ending.
That was a good movie.
How they took the ending and changed it. As far as the Live Aid AIDS revelation, I mean,
they did that for story.
It's for. I mean, there has to be a Hollywood ending.
Yeah,
and that was. I mean, I tell you, give it to you in that scenario, and then at the end of the movie, that's what the end of the movie is for when he walks through onto the stage from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of closes
right.
it, and it's the set.
Bookends.
It's the set from Live Aid.
Yeah,
pretty
they,
much.
They reconstructed it.
I mean. All of it, even the Pepsi cups and the beer cups on the piano were with the same level of because I went back and watched. And there's the same level of beer in each cup.
Did they show the whole performance?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's
except
awesome.
For like one little solo kind of rambling they did.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was really good.
I need to go see it.
It's
I'm going to see it. But
I didn't
I'll
care so
wait,
much of the ending.
Wait till it comes out.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do with my new earbuds in. Earbuds. Well, thank you, Dustin.
Yes.
Jeff, what did you watch? I'm going to go last since I don't watch anything.
A lot of that same stuff.
You got the
Stand versus Evil. Yeah, the Deuce. Did you watch the
season
finale?
I'm behind on it. But I also watched...
Me and Ira have been texting about it back and forth because 2 weeks ago something big happened.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Yeah, I won't spoil anything.
The Romanoffs you got on here.
Yeah, it's still watching it, but not enjoying it that much.
Yeah.
Ray Donovan, you watching that?
No, they're on the DVR. I haven't watched
right.
that yet. My wife and I were
out now.
Sitting around yesterday watching TV, and I said, you know, we haven't watched the Ray Donovans yet. And she said, yeah, they're still there.
Yeah.
I mean, that show's great, but anything else?
And watch that Eli Roth Monsters episode. Did you watch that?
No, it's on the DVR.
Everything's on the DVR.
I had a birthday weekend. I watched football on Sunday when I got destroyed in fantasy.
Go home and watch that Adam Sandler 100% Fresh on Netflix. Yeah. First thing, man. That is
it's
so good.
We'll see.
It's different.
If Mrs. Really Andrews different. Wants to watch it, we'll watch it.
I was surprised how different it was. I thought it'd be a lot more straightforward.
Yeah, I've
a lot
never
of musical numbers.
I never thought of him as a stand-up comic, so it's more of a variety show, right?
Well, no. Actually, that's the weird part. It is stand-up, but it's musical stand-up.
Awesome.
Yeah, the whole thing.
He's funny as shit, so.
And he does a great tribute to Farley.
Oh, yeah. He'll have you reaching for the Kleenex.
All right, here's
that one bit where he goes, here we go over your friend's house, and they make you take off your shoes.
Yeah.
And then they make you take off your socks. Then they make you start crushing a bunch of grapes and you make them into wine.
All right, I'll tell you what I watched. I watched all of Haunting of the Hill House.
Watched all of it?
Yeah, it was really good.
It was good. Yeah,
I enjoyed it. It was very
I planned to watch it, but not right now.
It took me, because I didn't look at the cast or anything. I get halfway through it and it's like, well, who the fuck is playing young Timothy Hutton? Or not Timothy Hutton. It's Timothy Hutton.
Elliot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Elliot from
E.T. It's Elliot with the weirdest contacts in the world in his eyes.
And then he's able to do the mouth.
Yeah, just like him.
Yeah, what's that guy's? Henry Thomas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that show was really well done. A lot of good acting and some scares in it that were good. South Park, of course, is funny as shit. The Man in the High Castle, I'm slowly doing that because I don't want to binge it all.
Mm-hmm.
I really love that show. I love the acting on it. I love the now they're showing you that people are interdimensional. If you're into that show. Yeah. Did you watch the first season?
I only saw a few episodes of the first season. My mom told me you got to watch
it. It's a slow moving show, and there are some characters in it that I don't care for, but I watched the whole thing anyway.
Is Teabag still on there?
I haven't seen him this season. Okay. I like DJ Qualls a lot in it. He's sympathetic character.
He's on Z Nation.
What, Autumn?
I forgot about DJ Qualls.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Mm-hmm. Cancer survivor.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. That's DJ why he Qualls. Looks that way.
Oh. The new guy? From the movie The New Guy?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I watched The Kindergarten Teacher on Netflix.
I don't know what that is.
Well, does it sound familiar?
It's Maggie Gyllenhaal is a kindergarten teacher, and this kid.
There's a kid. Yeah. She's got that special student.
Yeah, he's a poet. Yeah. And she becomes obsessed with him, and she's just really weird. But, of course, it's just another excuse to see her, floppy tits for
pancake titties.
I don't like saying
she got
that.
Orangutan titties. You got to put her in a full Nelson just to lick them.
That's mean. I mean, yeah, I'm trying not to be mean. It's Always Sunny. It's funny as shit. Wife and I saw Halloween. That was awesome.
It was good.
House of Cards. I watched that just because it was on. Caitlin was watching it. It was the worst season of a show that I loved. And I loved the first two seasons of that show.
Were they just trying to shoehorn the storyline?
The storyline was garbage.
Yeah.
The acting was good, but the script sucked. The plot was stupid. And I just didn't buy any of it. And let's all just face the facts is that people watch that show for Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
And without Kevin Spacey, it wasn't House of Cards. It was just the same type of thing, but boring.
Mm.
So I don't recommend that. And we're watching Making a Murderer season 2. Just cause
did they make him a murderer yet?
They're trying to get him out of jail. I don't know, because you can look everything up. Brandon Dassey, his slow nephew.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, he got fucked, and he's never getting out of jail. And then they have that jerk off prosecutor, that DA, that real fucking asshole guy. He's now doing book tours, and he's been on every television show, and so they're just all making a shitload of money. Mm-hmm. Based on the documentary, which you can't really do, I believe that it was Brandon Dassey's stepfather and his older brother.
Spoiler alert.
Well, they said that in the first one.
I didn't watch.
Oh. But do you watch the first season, didn't you, Autumn?
Yeah, I did.
And the second season's pretty good. They got this old lady lawyer who's...
I saw her. She's like, I shoot guns.
I specialize. And she talks like kind of out of the side of her mouth a little. And she's tall. And she talks about, I can get you off. I won't take your case unless I know you're innocent.
Right.
And if you're guilty, I'll find out. All right, so that's what I've been watching.
I want to watch Room 104. It's on HBO.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about it?
Yeah, that's a great show. Stephanie and I talked a lot about it.
Yeah, I watched the first season. It was really good.
What's that about?
It's a
ensemble show by those brothers.
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
By them brothers.
Yeah, every show's different. Yeah.
But it's the same hotel room, but just different people checking in and different stuff happens.
Duplass.
Yeah, it's that plot you thought brothers. Of in every hotel room right before you fall asleep. Mm-hmm. It's like, how many people have been here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's died? Who's fucked?
Yeah.
And it goes in different time periods, too. Like,
cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It's pretty neat, and I think it's coming back for another season.
It is. That's why I'm seeing it, because I'm watching HBO, because I'm watching Game of Thrones.
All right, let's do some staff picks and wrap up. What do you say, guys and gal? What do you mean, uh-oh?
I don't got anything.
Well, you'll think of something.
I'm
you'll
the
go
worst.
Last. I'll do Steph since she's out. Homecoming on Amazon Prime. English Nick from the Von Hessler Doctrine. He recommends this show, too. That's the one with
Julia Roberts. And it's based on that podcast, Homecoming podcast that we all listen to.
And then Gladiator, Aaron Hernandez, and Football Incorporated podcast. Those are her two staff picks. And I'll share links for those when we do the show. And as always, when you get your show, look at the show details. There's links and all that stuff. Mine, real quick, Loudon Wainwright III, Surviving Twin. It's an upcoming performance on Netflix that drops, I guess, next week. It's produced by Judd Apatow, directed by Christopher Guest, which means it's going to be really funny and really good. And I always liked Loudon Wainwright III. You know,
he's not the one that sang Dead.
Yes, it is.
Oh, is that
his son is the one that was big in the 2000s. Okay, Rufus.
Rufus Wainwright. Rufus Wainwright. Yeah. Oh, okay, it's his father.
Yeah, Loudon Wainwright III was on that show you like a lot with the kids in the 80s. He was the principal or a teacher.
He was one of the teachers in Freaks and Geeks. Yeah, okay, I know who you're talking about now.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road, stinking of high heaven.
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
All right. Jeff, what's your step pick?
I don't know if anybody listened to it yet, but the new John David Booter podcast from Dundas Pier Guy.
Yeah.
They're doing a whole podcast with just Debbie Dorfman.
Uh-oh.
Who is the psychic?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's so funny.
Has it started?
Yeah, there's like four episodes.
I got to watch that or listen to it. I love John David Booter.
I remember when he had her on the podcast. And she was like, let me tap into the spirit world. She's like, type it on the computer. And she's like, I can tell you that the prison hours are 9 a.m.
Is that the woman that did? Have they ever found out who David Booter is?
No, I still don't know who any of the people are. They're all hilarious, though. So that's called I Already Knew That.
All right.
It's if you subscribe to Dundas Peered, you should be getting this.
Okay.
In your same feed, but you can also subscribe to it just by looking for I Already Knew That.
Awesome. Do you have another one?
No, that's mine.
What's Cemetery Tales?
It's mine.
Oh, that's yours. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Cemetery Tales, it's...
Oh, you have two. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Cemetery Tales is an anthology horror movie filmed here in Atlanta in 2011. Mm-hmm. And I was the one of the prop managers on the movie, and I was the clacker in one of the I clacked in front of each take.
Did you say speed?
Yeah.
Marker?
Mark. And it was funny, we did it with an iPad. So everything on this was digital.
They're
so
digital?
Yeah, so everything's digital, even a digital clacker. So that my sister wrote and produced the movie.
Nice.
But she did one of the anthology stories, and then we had four or five other. All women wrote the stories, so all the writers were women.
So it was an anthology, Tales from the Morningside Cemetery?
Yes.
Or Morning View Cemetery.
And it's available on Amazon Prime now because it took them that long to get it for someone to put it out.
To buy it.
There were so many problems. There was editing problems. There was a death of one of the guys that was going to edit the movie and started and had to restart.
The iPhones are 10 years old.
Yeah, that too. It was a fun thing to do, and we enjoyed it, and it's out and able to watch if you don't mind watching a lot of gore that was from 70s era. Like, we got a couple of shots.
The grindhouse type stuff.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of shots of mealworms, coming out of your mouth and into someone else's. And nice. Yeah, real fun stuff. The other, I told, since that's out now, and that's my only thing on IMDb, figured I'd get it out there.
Nice.
The other is The Grinch, which comes out this weekend. Kind of twofold. I guess I got a running theme. The first one was my sister's movie, and The Grinch. My brother's got a song in the soundtrack. So
now
with the band St. Paul and Broken Bones. They've got a song coming out in the soundtrack, and it's in the movie itself. It plays a role in the movie as far as they had to record around the production. So the director, it's kind of weird. I've never thought about it, but when you write a song, you think, okay, that's the song, start to finish. But when a director comes in and says, nah, could you make the song stop here and fade out, come back in here? So you had to rewrite a song based on a director's direction for a movie, which was kind of interesting. So,
was that hard?
They said it was
it Scott Mosier that
and Scott Mosier was right. Is the direct co-director of the movie. He's Kevin Smith's partner, who's done everything with Kevin. So this was his foray into big directing. So he got and it's from Illumination. So it's the same people that done the Despicable Me and all those. So it's their it's a high end.
Now Scott Mosier is associated with
Kevin Smith.
Yeah,
he was snowballing Clerks. Yeah. And so that comes out and we'll see. It's Cumberbatch is playing Grinch.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch is the Grinch.
And it's more of a story between Max the dog and Grinch as opposed to
it actually looks pretty funny from the commercials that I've seen.
Yeah. I've seen a few. It looks pretty neat.
Yeah.
And the song they did was a Christmas song that Buster Poindexter did in the 80s.
What was that?
Santa,
won't you let me annoy you? Come over here. It's the dog. It's the bone. It's the bone. Oh, Autumn, you got one? While he's looking at him.
British Bake Off comes. There's a new season of British Bake Off coming.
Oh, yeah? I didn't finish the new one because I don't know if I like the new hosts.
On the British Bake Off?
Yeah.
Would you like it better if they wore the clothes of the opposite sex that they are?
Maybe. You know what? Maybe.
Yeah.
That would help.
No, I was thinking, I follow this real funny lady on Instagram. Her name's Chelsea Lynn. That's Chelcie.
Mm-hmm.
And Lynn. And she's really funny. She's a big lady, and she has this character called Trailer Trash Tammy. Which you can also find her on her own
Instagram.
Didn't
she call the cops on somebody for being in a parking lot?
I don't know. Did she?
That's just one of the sounds like one of those names that they're giving people for
calling
the cops on. Trailer Trash Tammy.
Yeah.
These black guys were barbecuing.
No, she's real funny. Like she has a calendar out as Trailer Trash Tammy. Like her alter ego goes around the trailer park and like it's like a neighborhood watch,
Nice.
She has a cigarette dangling out of her mouth, and she has a lot of side titty in a lot of pictures. And she's real like free with her body. I don't know. She's really funny. So if you follow her on Instagram and her alter ego Trailer Trash Tammy, you will enjoy your life.
You had me at side titty, Dustin.
Yeah. The song they did was "Zat You Santa Claus."
Zat you Santa Claus.
Nice,
awesome. All right, guys. Been fun. Thank you for coming, Dustin. You're gonna come back every once in a while, I hope.
Oh yeah, anytime,
please.
I think we should like rotate in people
so
since Ira's not gonna be here on the reg.
You're gonna be voluntarily. You're gonna be fucking Ira fill in from now on.
Ira. Not every week, but
everybody enjoys filling Ira.
Every now and then, come in and
do the thing with the thing.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back next week with episode 151. We don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but we'll figure it out.
We're going to drink 151.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a fun show.
Well, we should all have a nitro coffee, but you only have enough. We should give away one.
I had
case.
Four cans I was going to bring tonight, and I put them in my fridge, and I forgot to grab one on the way out the door. So
bring them next week.
I'll bring them next week, and we'll drink them, and we'll give away a 12-pack. And you don't have to get the pumpkin spice. We'll talk more about it next week, but there's...
I want one with milk in it.
You got to put your own milk in it if you want milk in it.
Lame. I don't want one with your milk in it.
I'll milk myself. Right, Autumn?
That's right.
Yeah, he's just not paying attention anymore. All right.
I was watching Trailer Trash Tammy videos to see if I could play one for you.
Side tit Tammy. All right, we will talk to you next week. Until that time, please remember to
keep it canon.
Okie dokie.